Do you understand what it is that drives me? The thing in my mind that brings me pleasure? That which brings me warmth? There is no joy to be found inside my soul when I'm respected, treated like someone's special thing. I am not this unique phenomena you seek. I am trash. Bottom of the barrel, filth. My life revolves around my own suffering and being fed cum. If you can't make me bleed or scream, if you can't ejaculate into my struggling body, then we have nothing to say. I don't give a fuck if you're rich and well off, or a dirt poor beggar that can't even wipe his own ass. I want to be forced. Enslave me without caring or thinking about my feelings. A black eye is always a good start. My ideal date would involve torture and mutilation. I do not feel like I am truly living in this world otherwise. The sensation of a blade being introduced into my flesh. That is the desired outcome. It puts dreams in my eyes. Dreams you can't see when you're asleep. Dreams you can't remember otherwise. I've been raped weekly for at least 6 years or so, and there's nothing wrong with me. Some whores simply enjoy the disgrace delivered into their throats or their cunts, preferably both. If you care about me, truly value me as a person, you'll learn to see me as less. I am less than you. I am lesser to all men. If you're looking at my ass or my tits, it should be because you're planning to rip off my clothes or cut them off. You picture in your head the fear in my eyes, the trembling in my body. That is the kind of man that I want. Fuck off if you think we should make out or cuddle. I want bruises, pleasant memories to live by. I don't even want to know your name. Though you can tell me by carving it into my skin so I can never forget. You would not be the first. Anyone that wants me and has the wherewithal to take me is allowed total access. And I look so good doing it all. You want to make me choke on your cock and drown me with your cum? Or maybe you'd like to feel the blood from internal bleeding as you fuck my ass? My cunt has had two cocks at once. I cried for days, considered killing myself. That's when you know it's good. So if you're listening to this and consider yourself a romantic or a gentleman, kindly fuck off. And only a complete pussy drugs a woman. I expect you to bash my head into the wall and hit me with blunt objects. Do you think subtlety and rape are a potent mixture? At the end of this, I will leave you my address. You can show up whenever. I shouldn't have to tell you anything. If I'm playing board games with the gals or drunk off my ass, it's all fair game. I want them to watch. See me dripping tears and blood. Bring all your friends, rape them all. Who doesn't want to see their stuck-up college friends get spit-roasted? But don't forget about me. You give me your best, and we will have no issues. I don't want to be able to walk right. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. When a homeless man asks me for change, I go out of my way to suck his dirty pauper cock. I don't care. I love cum, and I will eat it at my leisure. Vagrants are often too pathetic to take me. They sit back and moan like brain-damaged invalids as I deep-throat their repulsive dicks. However, one time, a particularly nasty, nasty man decided to rape me while playing tic-tac-toe with his split personality on my back using a broken bottle. And that is why I will still gladly swallow homeless sperm. A lady's entitled to some adventure. Now, more personal details about me. I've blown every authority figure in my life. Cops, managers, mall Santas. It's all about variety. Though sadly, most are entirely useless when it comes to sexual assault. I'm getting desperate here, so that's why I'm posting all of this for you guys to see. I don't have much faith that I'll be gang raped and murdered, but a girl can always dream. I would appreciate at least one man cutting off my fingernails and making my failed marriage next door neighbors listen and get horny, all to the sounds of my violation. I should note, however, if your cock is below 5 inches, you better know how to hit a woman. I've been raped by a micropenis, and it was so boring my narcolepsy kicked in. Might I suggest finding runaways or homeless girls and raping them? Practice before me if you aren't sure. You can jerk your mighty cock to absurd evil fantasies, but when it comes down to it, do you have the fucking balls to strangle me to death and then fuck my corpse? If you don't, then maybe you should invest the time so you don't waste mine. I don't pretend to be a normal person. In fact, I'm not even a person. But I do know what makes me feel good. If the night doesn't conclude with me sleeping in broken glass, the lovely rapist seed dripping out of my raped cunt, then my night has been less than ideal. More about me. I do not have a gag reflex and can deep throat about 13 inches. But I don't expect you to be blessed with a porn star dick. I just want you to threaten me, kill me, and fuck me afterwards. If my crime scene does not have veteran police officers throwing up all over the place, I will haunt you. And I will make you rape as I should have been raped. My address is 21 Bulletariat Lane. If you can't find me past that, you're a fucking imbecile, and I doubt you could rape an eye-socketless unconscious bitch. Please, be an actual man. If you've ever wanted to rape a beautiful woman, now is the time. Don't you want your parents to be proud of you? Maybe you'll make them grandparents if you rape me good enough. You never know. It's actually embarrassing that I'm still alive right now. This broadcast should either be showing me getting brutalized and dominated, or have me eating your cock with a gun to my head. I will fight back. This is not a fucking stage production. If you aren't comfortable punching a rebellious woman, or God forbid, if you bring an unloaded gun, just stay home. Come all over yourself. You're not man enough for me. I want to be on the autopsy table and fucked. Cut me apart. Massacre my image. I want to fucking die. To you. I want to be your victim. Make me yours and take my life away. I'm tired of it anyways. I'm ready for a new level of rape to find me. And please, make sure after you have snuffed the dreams from my head that you take plenty of pictures and videos with my corpse. I'll love giving blowjobs even as a rotting carcass. I guarantee my lifeless mouth can make you come more than some whining bitch that cries if you slap her. Post it online. Let everybody masturbate to me. I want them all becoming worse people because of how fucking good I look. I will be the hottest corpse you've ever seen. I will corrupt so many men. Think of all the cum they'll shoot out their cocks in tribute to me. I will be an online sensation. It will revolutionize pornography. No more fake moans and lobotomized line reading. I want you to come all over every part of my body. No one will forget me. Marriages will be ruined. Gay men will go straight. It will change the world. But you have to rape me first. So again, for those unable to pay attention because of how fucking sexy I am. 21, Voltariat Lane. Come and fucking kill me. I want to be your dead girl slut. So make it so.